Welcome to Up to Date. I'm Steve Kraske. It's only 570 miles, just a wee bit farther than a casual stroll. Sandy Billinger and her son, Michael, plan to walk across Kansas with a very specific goal in mind, which is to generate attention and $50,000 for stroke rehabilitation at the KU Medical Center. Sandy and Michael join us in just a moment. Later on this hour, the importance of listening to your mother. But first up, that short jaunt across Kansas. With us are Dr. Sandy Billinger. She's an assistant professor in the Doctor of Physical Therapy program and director of the REACH Lab, which focuses on exercise and recovery after stroke at the KU Medical Center, right?
That is correct.
Okay, Sandy, so good to have you.
Thank you.
And also with us is her son, Michael Billinger. He's a 2011 graduate of Gardner Edgerton High School. Michael, good morning to you, too.
Good morning.
Welcome. Well, Sandy, this is a long way to go to raise some money.
It is. It is a long walk across Kansas.
Michael, how'd you come up with the idea of going 570 miles? Where did that come from?
Well, honestly, it just kind of started out as a joke.
as good stories often do.
Yeah, yeah. It really did. It just started out as like, you know, Mom, I think I want to walk across Kansas. And she kind of asked me, why? And my honest answer, I really don't know. I just kind of like walking, you know? So that's kind of how it started. And then...
Well, you must really like walking.
Yeah, I do. I walk a lot. And then we've kind of adapted it into how can we make this good? What can we use this for? And then she kind of took it away from there and, you know, kind of made it for stroke. And I think that's a good thing.
Exactly what are you going to use the money for? Tell us what the research money goes for here.
So interesting, as you're a scientist and you write your grants, I was writing a grant to submit to the NIH, and as I was writing it, and he was talking about his walk, it almost seemed like our plan to walk across Kansas and this grant paralleled each other, and I started thinking, what happens if I don't get the grant? And it's kind of the next step in our research we really want to understand brain health after stroke. And are there things as in the therapy world, as people are recovering, is there anything that we can do to help promote recovery? So we had looked at some of the research that's been done in Australia and Europe, and they really get people out of bed early.
And so after stroke
mm-hmm. and get them up and moving around. And but nobody's really looked at the effects on the brain. And so the $50,000 will help us buy the specialized research equipment to help measure brain blood flow.
Hmm. And brain blood flow is key to all this, right?
Well, we think it might be. After a stroke, those cells in the area need good nutrition and oxygen, and the blood delivers that. So if you have good blood flow to the brain, we're thinking that that might help with recovery. We don't know, but that's what we really want to study.
Now, Sandy, I'm wondering, if this equipment is so important, why doesn't the med center or the hospital just provide it?
Well, it's
$50,000, yeah.
It is $50,000, but I think, you know, we have a program that we're trying to set up with the research and everything. So I think that's our goal, is to try to raise it to get additional equipment.
Yeah. Michael, when does this journey begin, and where is it going to start? Take us through what the path is going to be here.
Well, we're leaving May 15th, and then we should begin walking on May 16th, and we'll start in Coolidge, Kansas, which is right along the Colorado-Kansas border. And then from there, we're going to take the ADT Trail, which is the American Discovery Trail, and that's a bunch of back roads, you know, dirt roads, gravel roads, and we'll be walking along that for the majority of it, and then that will take us, hopefully, all the way to the state line.
The American Discovery Trail, what is it? What does it commemorate?
It follows pretty closely to the Oregon Trail?
Santa Fe Trail.
I get them mixed up all the time, too. One of them goes through my neighborhood. I always think, well, which one is it? Yeah.
So it'll follow pretty closely to the Santa Fe Trail, and it's actually, that's what it is. It follows the Santa Fe Trail all the way across the U.S., and we're just doing the Kansas portion.
How many miles a day are you going to do?
Well, we're going to probably average about 25 miles a day, some days more, some days less. I think we have one, 38-mile day?
36. That's a lot. Yeah.
A 36-mile day?
Yeah.
Now, I've done 25-milers. I used to work out in Glacier National Park when I was in college, and I know that's up and down, and I get all that, but 25 miles is a long way. You're going to be doing it every day.
Oh, yeah, for 23 days.
Are you ready?
I'm excited.
Here's a bigger question. Is Mom ready?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think she's ready.
Mom, are you ready?
I am.
She's smiling, looking at her son with a little bit of caution in her yeah. eyes there. Yeah.
He is certainly in better shape. There is nothing like youth, I've learned. As I've been training for these walks, and I probably train a little differently in that I carry my backpack and walk longer distances than he does. But I'm tired and sore at the end of them. So, you know, recovery is going to be key.
Well, recovery is going to be hard when you have to get up the next morning, Sandy, and do it all over again.
It is. It is going to be quite the challenge. But I'm ready. I mean, I think I can do it. You know, what else do we have to do out there? We have to get back.
Just got to walk,
right? We just have to walk. One foot in front of the other is what everybody tells me.
Are you going to camp out, Michael, as you go along the way?
Yeah, we have a few spots where we get to camp, and then...
And we have more spots that we're camping.
Well, oh, yeah.
There's not many hotels, yeah.
Yeah. I think we only stay at, what, 3 hotels? Is that right?
I think so.
Yeah. And this trail is pretty... Anyone can go walk it? Is it well marked? And how does it work?
Well, they have it up on the internet, and you pretty much just go to the website. You can check it out, and then they have it kind of marked out, and they just give you the directions. There's really no clearly marked trail, I don't think. I mean, we follow the Flint Hills Trail for a little bit of it, but other than that, I don't think there's really any clearly marked trails, is there?
No, it tries to follow the Arkansas River. So as we were planning the trip, it's really interesting if you think back to how people who came here, you know, would follow either the railroad or the Arkansas River. And so that's essentially what it does. So they give you directions. But as we went out there to look at some of those, we found some roads are missing, or they've now have a bridge over them, or mm-hmm. they're no longer available. So we've had to do some adjusting and piece some material or some roads together mm-hmm. in order to connect. But essentially, it's dirt roads, it's gravel. We also do walk some sections of U.S. Highway 56.
Mm-hmm.
And then we take a little bit of a detour. You actually are supposed to end State Line in Leawood, but we're going to come up and end at our home institution right crossing the State Line at KU Hospital.
So you're coming right through my neighborhood in Westwood and right down Rainbow there, I guess?
Yes. That will be the last day on our website or on the Facebook page. We have the route that we're going to take. And so people can sign up to walk that if they want to. But yes, we'll essentially start at Shawnee Mission Park, and then we'll make our way through some of the trails in Kansas City. I've gotten to know those real well.
Hmm.
And then end up at State Line at KU Hospital, where we'll finish on June 7th.
And I was going to say that the final day is June 7th?
Yep, that is it.
And if folks want to join the Billingers on their final day of their journey, they can do that. There's more information about that event on our website, kcur.org. I should point out that KU Medical Center students will bring their musical talents together on this Thursday in support of stroke research. The free event is to be held in the Murphy Courtyard on the Med Center campus, and it aims to raise donations for this walk across Kansas. Again, a link to that is on our webpage, kcur.org. So lots of stuff coming up so people can sort of participate and join in with you guys, right?
That's correct.
Yeah. Well, Sandy, I want to talk about your journey just a little bit, because you were working as a dental hygienist when, in a sense, your journey began. One day back in 93, you were involved in a traffic accident when you were actually pregnant with Michael.
Mm-hmm.
What happened that day?
You know, it's just like every day you drive home, think you're going home for lunch. A lady from out of town just didn't see the stop sign and ran right into me. You know, it was pretty impressive. My car was facing the opposite direction, actually, when I came to a stop, so it was a pretty hard hit.
You didn't even know what hit you, I'm sure, at first.
No, but I'll never forget that sound.
Yeah.
So I was, I was taken to the hospital and went into early labor, but they were able to stop that, which was nice, because I was only 6 months pregnant with Michael at the time.
You needed more time, yeah.
Yeah, so they were able to get everything stabilized. I went home. But I started having some complications from the accident. I was having really bad headaches and blood pressure. And thankfully, I'd gone to the hospital because I started having seizures that night. And so when the nurse came in and found me, I had already stopped breathing. So they did a code blue. And at least he had another month before he was delivered emergency C-section.
And Michael, what do you remember of all this?
not much.
Not much. Yeah, I really can't say it was there. So at some point then, Sandy, you decided to go back to school. You were a single mom of two at the time. How did you manage that?
Yeah, that was challenging.
This is the early 90s again, right?
Yeah, it was 1996 when I went back to school. So a few years later, you know, I had about 2 years where I was in therapy and recovering from some other injuries I had. I had some damage to my spinal cord. That's why I couldn't go back to be a dental assistant. I had damage to my right hand and couldn't use it. For some reason, people don't like those dental tools being dropped as you're working on them. So
it could be an issue, yeah.
Yeah, it is. So I found myself needing to, you know, support the family and everything. And Fort Hays State University, where I was in Hays, is where we were living. And they were going to have a physical therapy program. And actually, before I went to be a dental assistant, I either wanted to be a physical therapist or a dental assistant. So I guess I got to do both.
And you were able to be a physical therapist even with your injuries. That was something you could
manage. Over the time, they they started to resolve, and you know, I have full function of the arm now. The numbness has all gone away. So I had gone back to school, and while I was there, studying, the director of the PhD, or the, sorry, the PT program was working on his dissertation, and it was in stroke and exercise. And that's really where I first got exposed to the idea of exercising stroke patients. But then much like the tough times today, there were some budget cuts, and since the program hadn't gotten off the ground, they decided to cut that. So I had to look for another program, and so that's when I found the joint PT-PhD program at KU Medical Center.
During those years, were you juggling a job on the side besides your full-time load as a student, or how did you manage all that?
An undergrad, I worked either as a GRA or I had a job on campus, and mm-hmm. so borrowed a lot of money, applied for a lot of scholarships, things like that. So, that helped get me through. And then, when I lived down here in Kansas City, I actually had started kind of a consulting company, Stroke Dynamics, did some consulting for different groups. So that helped with an income until I got my physical therapy degree.
I gather that was quite a challenge.
It was. It was really hard to juggle. I actually, when we moved down here, I have a daughter that's older. She, was 13 and Michael was 9. And so they really had to, as I always tell them, buck up, and they had to do chores. They had their list of things they had to do every day to help. And, you know, I was very fortunate. My kids were really supportive. It was really hard for them trying to juggle everything, but they were just superstars. I couldn't have done it without their help.
What do you recall from those days? Was Mom always, I'm sure, very, very busy, and you sort of had to make do?
Oh, yeah. She was very busy, but I always had my older sister. She was always there to kind of help me with homework or whatever I needed to do. And then going back to those chores, we always had an Excel spreadsheet. You know, it laid out exactly what we needed to have done before she got home, you know, just to help her out. And
things like what?
like pick weeds in the garden, clean the bathroom, you know, vacuum your room, clean your room, just simple stuff around the house like that, or, you know, unload the dishwasher was my biggest one, I think.
And I hate doing that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And if you didn't get it done, what would Mom do?
We would get, why didn't you get that done? Or, you know, why didn't this get done? And then you just kind of, you know, as a kid,
yeah,
things came up.
Yeah, I get that in my household a lot, too. Well, if you're just joining us, you're listening to Up to Date on KCUR. We're visiting with Dr. Sandy Billinger and her son, Michael. They're about to launch a walk across Kansas to raise awareness, stroke awareness, and also to buy some very badly needed equipment for the KU hospitals here. If you've taken this journey across Kansas and are familiar with the route our guests are taking, this American Discovery Trail, we'd like to hear your suggestions for where to stop and what to see. 816-235-2888 is our phone number here. Our email address is uptodate@kcur.org. You can also tweet us at @KCUR Uptodate. So you went ahead and you got a master's first, Sandy?
Yes.
And then you just continued right on.
I did. I was entered into a joint PT-PhD program. So I got the physical therapy degree first and then continued with the PhD.
What made you think you could actually get that done while you were managing the household and everything else? Again, I'm trying to put myself in your shoes and thinking you were juggling a lot.
I was juggling a lot. But, you know, it was important to me. And when I was at Fort Hays, I just kept asking a lot of questions about recovery and healing. And, you know, I was just really interested in the science of it. So I really wanted to get the PhD so I could do research and understand recovery after stroke a lot better.
Mm-hmm. Michael, what did you think of your mom going back to school like that in those years? I mean, what was your sense of what she was doing and how'd you feel about it?
Back in those years, I really didn't think much of it probably. Mm-hmm. It was just, you know, mom's doing what she needs to do to get everything done. And now looking back, it's pretty impressive when I look back on it now, what she did, you know, trying to raise two kids, go to school, make sure we had a comfortable living, and which we did. I think my sister and I both grew up pretty well, and we had comfortable living. So looking back now, I'm quite impressed with what she did.
I gather she was a pretty good role model.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. You've got to stay on schedule as you go along your journey because you want to hit the end date, I imagine. So there's not really a whole lot of excuses if you don't make it, right? Is that how much pressure are you feeling, Sandy, as you make this journey?
I think it's becoming more of a reality. You know, you think about the weather. You know, what if it snows?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you just don't know lately the way
lately.
The weather's been.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, I think there is some pressure to make sure we make our dates. But, you know, we are trying to coordinate with the American Heart Association. They're having different community events at some of the towns we go through, or at least, you know, letting the hospitals know that we're coming through. And if they want to hold different events, we're going to try to stop. But realistically, you know, we've said there's a chance that we won't be able to make all of those. I think we'll make our deadlines. I mean, I think it's something what we just have to do. And like I said, you know, we do have some days where we have less miles. So if we don't make it, we do have some built-in flexibility.
But you're walking every day.
You
don't have a completely down day just to sort of stretch out and take it easy.
No. We do have one day where when we make it our fifth day on May 20th to Dodge City, my sister's picking us up and we're actually going to Hayes. She's going to drive us there, and we're actually going to do a talk there.
I go back and see some old friends.
Well, it's actually Michael's birthday when we
oh,
hit
really?
There. So he'll be 20. And, you know, that's where I got my start in stroke research. And I just couldn't do this without being in Hayes, and it wasn't feasible to walk because there's no water to get there. So she's going to pick us up. So we'll have a little bit of downtime there, but then, you know, we turn around in less than 24 hours and get back on the trail and start walking again.
And, Michael, you'll be going Fort Hayes State. You'll be going out to school out in that direction this fall, right?
Yes, that's the plan.
What are you going to study?
Well, I'm going to get my degree in HHP, which is Health and Human Performance. And from there,
which is what exactly?
That is pretty much the study of the human body and how it works. And then I want to specialize more in like sports therapy and rehabilitation and kind of follow in my mom's footsteps with.
I was going to say the apple hasn't fallen very far from the tree here, has it?
No, it has not. And yeah. It'd be going more along the lines of like physical therapy is what I want to do.
How about your friends, Michael? How engaged are they in what you and your mom are about to do?
A lot of my friends are really interested. One of my friends was actually wanting to do it with us, but unfortunately he was not able to do that because he has to save up money for school and whatnot.
I can relate to that in my household, too. Darn it. Need money for college. Imagine that.
Yeah, but a lot of my friends are really interested, and you know, a lot of them have liked our Facebook page, Walk Across Kansas, and they seem to, everybody's always really interested, and it always starts up a good conversation, you know. It's a good conversation starter. Oh, so what are you doing over the summer? Walking across Kansas. You know,
And
it's always a good conversation starter like that. And I think it's a cool thing to kind of be doing. And a lot of my friends like it.
You know, I'm guessing that some folks out there might be listening to this and thinking, well, that's cool. They're walking across Kansas. And some folks out there might be thinking, why in the world would they want to walk across Kansas? What do you say to them, Michael?
Yeah, we are crazy.
A little bit.
Yeah, you know, I think it's a little bit of a lofty goal in some ways, but you know, I always like a challenge, and why not?
And I would love to do it. I mean, how interesting do you think it's going to be?
Well, if you've ever been out to Western Kansas,
yes.
It's pretty flat.
Yes.
There's not much out there, so
it isn't like you're looking at canyons or mountains or anything else. Yeah.
Yeah, that's not going to be the interesting part, but I think once it's completed and we get a little bit closer to home, you know, the interest will go up, and I think it'll be a little more interesting. But, man, those first 5 days are just going to be rough.
Where is the most interesting part of the trip? Do you have a feel for that yet?
I would say the Flint Hill Trails.
Yeah.
That's probably the most beautiful area we'll go through, most scenic.
But you're two-thirds the way across the state at that point, though.
Oh,
too,
yeah,
right?
And that, you know, that'll be a good little milestone, I think, when we hit the Flint Hills Trail. It'll be a little bit of an uplifting, oh, you know, look at the scenery. It's nice. But, man, when we get to that state line, that's when I'm just going to be I'm sprinting.
With or without your mom at that point, right?
Yeah, yeah, we've argued about who's going to cross first.
And it will be me.
Where do you think the most interesting part of the trip is going to be, Sandy?
I think the whole thing. I went out and looked at some of the areas just to get a sense, to make sure some of the roads were there indeed. And, you know, it's different all the way across. I'm excited to be out kind of in the middle of nowhere just to let loose of thoughts and just kind of reflect and think about things. I feel really comfortable about Great Bend and beyond. It feels more like Hayes and home and, mm-hmm. you know, McPherson. When you start on those back roads, it's really pretty. But I am excited for the Flint Hills Trail. We have some people from KU and other groups who are going to meet us on the trail and on the Flint Hills. And so that'll be really exciting to start to see familiar faces. We have one of my colleagues from KU. His family's from Great Bend, so he's going to meet at Great Bend. So we have different people joining us along the way.
What about water?
Water is going to be a challenge.
Yeah.
The first 5 days are going to be really tough. I mean, we have to carry quite a bit. He's got a 6-liter.
Camelpack.
Thank you. Yep.
And you're carrying that thing.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And
how much does that weigh?
Oh, isn't it 2 pounds for every gallon?
I think it's something like that. We figured that
out.
Yeah. So it'll be
20 pounds maybe. Maybe 20 pounds.
But that's in addition to your pack and sleeping bag and food and all that stuff, right?
Yep, sleeping bag, tent, food, and then just miscellaneous gear. We're expecting my pack to probably weigh anywhere from 45 to about 60 pounds.
Wow. How about yours, Sandy?
Yeah, I'm going a little lighter because I'm a little older.
Yeah.
So 25 to 30 is probably mine.
Yeah.
So water will be essential. We had originally planned to get it from the Arkansas River, but it's bone dry.
Is it still dry? I was going to ask.
It's very dry. Yeah, there's
Frank
no
Morris,
water
our news
there.
Director here, did a great piece last year during the drought talking about just standing in the middle of the bank there, the riverbed, and just noticing just how absolutely bone dry it was.
It's bone dry. We've had, I just got an email, like Ford County Lake, they're going to keep it closed because there's just no water. The second night we were supposed to stay at Lake McKinney, and it's gone. I mean, there's the whole lake is gone. It was really strange to look at and see.
So you get water then where?
Well, we'll have to carry a lot of it or go into some of the smaller towns.
And cheat a little bit and not live off the land in a sense, but get it from the
we'll
towns.
We'll have to get it from the towns. There's a couple places near some where they have, looks like just open cranks where you can get like a water, must be from a water well. So we'll, you know, they're not on land or and fenced in. So we assume that we can get that. We'll just have to.
You know, as a researcher in the whole world of stroke, just to wrap up this conversation, Sandy, is there a hope? Do you expect that someday there won't be such a thing as stroke anymore? Is that a goal or is that simply not realistic?
I think that's the goal. I think American Heart Association is, you know, they're working to try to understand so that stroke is preventable. You know, that would be an ideal world if we, you know, risk factors, we could control those and reduce the, occurrence of stroke would be great.
Yeah. Well, I want to wish you both the best of luck on your journey. Yes, Sandy Billinger, Michael Billinger, you begin it again on the 16th of May, which is a week from Thursday, right?
That is it. It's coming up fast.
Coming up really fast.
Yeah.
Again, more information about the concert coming up Thursday on our website. And if you want to join the Billingers on their final day of their journey, go to our website, kcur.org. Just look for Up to Date, and you'll find links for more information to all of that. Best of luck in your journey, guys. You bet. All right. Time for a break. When we come back, we'll talk about the importance of listening to your mom. I'm Steve Kraske of the Kansas City Star, and you're listening to Up to Date on KCUR.